Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Topically Yours on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. And as always, I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler. Oh, you know what? I'm looking out my window and I see the trees are coming alive. And that's after they had a nice winter sleep. And spring is upon us. And you know what? I feel like dancing. Thing is, I have two left feet. Oh, sure, I can move to the rhythm of the earth and sway and sink, but I just don't have my steps together. So what do I have to do is look to the experts. And I have invited to the show Karen Bernard, the director of the New Dance Alliance. The New Dance Alliance was incorporated in 1989, and it's an art service organization with a mission. And their mission is to promote emerging forms of innovative dance, music, video, and interdisciplinary performance. Its aim is to support an artistic community which has limited institutional resources and to provide that community with increased opportunities to share experimental works with the public. The New Dance Alliance programs foster artists and audiences through annual events, retreats, educational panels, and performances. And, well, you know, the Alliance will be featuring their 25th anniversary of their Performing Mix Festival, which the Alliance will present in association with Dixon Place. And the event will be held at 161A Christie Street between Rivington and Delancey Streets in Manhattan. And that event will be on Tuesday, April 26th through Sunday, May 1st. But you know what? I have Karen Bernard, the New Dance Alliance director, and she can tell us more about the event. So why don't we welcome her to the show? And how are you, Karen Bernard?
Fine. Thank you, Deidre, for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. And, well, from what I read, you were literally born into the dance. So tell me about that.
Yes,
wasn't your father, he ran a studio, right?
That's right. You know, shortly after the war, kind of fell into dance by accident. Actually into the wrong kind of a dance class. He was going to take ballroom classes, but he ended up in a modern dance class, and he just fell in love with it. And he started teaching dance. We had a studio attached to our house. It was once a barn. And he began teaching all kinds of dance, but modern dance was always his love, and I've just followed in his footsteps.
Well, so I guess it was a natural progression for you to become a choreographer?
Yes, it was. And I veered off and did more experimental work, but my father and mom, they were always very supportive of whatever I did as I went forward. And first I did study visual arts in Boston, the Boston Museum School of Fine Arts. Then I went on to study Graham technique and other forms of technique at the London School of Contemporary Dance. That was in a three-year program there. And then, of course, ended up here in New York City, studying with many different techniques. And I just love dance, and I love tap. I love I love musical theater, and I, you know, I've been creating my own work, which fuses a lot of things together into these autobiographical solos and working with video and so forth. But all of this is also informs the selection process in terms of the Performance Mix Festival that I curate and put together with a panel of advisors, and showing really different way approaches to experimental form of dance, and also to have music on its own and video, because they're interconnected. Our videos are dance related. They're dance films for dance. So it's really, as it says, a mixed program.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you to tell me about the mix, the Performance Mix Festival.
Yes. Well, as you know, it's the 25th year. It's gone through. It's morphed. It used to be that I would do it once a month, and then now it's a very focused full week. And we show over 30 artists. And when I put it together, I'm looking for different approaches to experimental work. So there's like a dialogue and a dynamic between the different kinds of works that can be housed under one night. And also geographically, we've been bringing in international artists, artists from Canada and Europe. We look across the United States and, of course, representing New York artists. And also culturally. So we really have a very diverse program.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Are a lot of the dances from the various countries cultural dances?
Well, actually, they're still experimental forms, but I do believe that where they come from has an essence of a difference in the flavor of their approach to experimental work. I can't put it into words so much, but I have noticed sort of like a feeling about the work that comes from, let's say, Montreal. And then also, this year we were very fortunate to get a grant from the Trust for Mutual Understanding to bring Balkan artists here, and they don't have a lot of opportunity, and there's not a lot of money there, but it's amazing how much work is coming out. And we're very excited to have an evening we call the Balkan Express. We have a wonderful film coming from South Africa, which is a combination of a film artist, a poet, and a choreographer.
So this is what we can expect from the festival this year.
Yes. We also have an exchange with Philadelphia. And we have two artists, Myra Bissell and Cahill Munir. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Actually, he's interesting because he does tap dancing. And a lot of times you don't see tap in experimental dance performances, but it can be very innovative. And when he taps, he talks, and he tells his story. And I saw it live, and I was really blown away, so we invited him this year. There is an open application process, and actually the next due date is June 1st for that. But I also go see a lot of work myself. I go to different festivals to check out work that isn't familiar to me, and I do love to be able to see the work live that we present.
Well, now, I read somewhere it says your performance is going to be followed by Tapas and Dancing with DJ Winslow.
Oh, yes. Our last night, May 1st, is a celebration night. And we've invited artists who've presented work throughout the years. We are inviting 25 and representing our 25 years. Each artist is going to dance for 3 minutes. To commissioned score by a Montreal composer. There are it's an interesting mix of artists, Yvonne Meyer, who's a forefront in experimental work and very active right now, David Parker, Sally Silvers, Marion Soto, Andrea E. Woods, Naomi Goldberg, Sahad Javidani. It just goes on, and I'm very excited about this. Then after the performances, there will be tapas, and we have gotten a lot of contributions from local businesses for some wonderful foods, but I also cook. I'm a really great cook. So, you know, I'm going to be cooking up a storm, and
there will
be...
Oh, the tapas is food, right? I didn't know
yes,
what tapas was.
Yes, tapas is small. It's the Spanish, European-Spanish way of presenting foods at bars. Where it's small portions, you know, like, but we'll have it plated, but it's like different, it's based on Spanish recipes. Mm. And it really accumulates to a meal, basically. And then we'll have our anniversary cake, and we have a DJ. It's Winslow.
P. Porter.
P. Porter. So, and he did the DJing last year, and it was really quite fun. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So is this – you're doing this in association with the Dixon place, is it?
Yes.
So that is where it's going to be held?
Yes. Theater is really special. I mean, it's as old as we are. They're having their 25th anniversary as well. But when they first started, the director is Ellie Coven, and she would always have her performance space in a loft where she would live. So it would always be kind of like a postage stamp, a stage. But it became very well known for some of the artists who came out of it. And all the work presented there is often in process. And what happened is, in the last 5 years, they do have a new space now, and she no longer lives in the space she presents her work. It's a proper theater. It's really fantastic. It's only a block from where her last theater was on Christie Street. And so we're so happy to have a state-of-the-art theater to be able to show this work in. And I should also add that for the special event, the 25x3, there is a code. You can receive a discount of $25 on that ticket if the code is 25x3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And did I see a $10 discount somewhere, too, if you register before a certain date?
No, but there is a festival pass for $30, and that's when you can see three performances of your choice for $30. So that would be the 10. And also we have a workshop happening. The collective, 50 Collective, which is performing on Tuesday and Wednesday night, they will be doing a workshop at Dance New Amsterdam on the weekend. And you can find this all out on our website, newdancealliance.org. The 50s Collective was originated from a workshop with David Zambrano. It's an improvisation structure, and it's very energetic and has fantastic music. And what happens is they perform in different locations around the world, and it's ad hoc. In other words, any of the 50 can perform that night if they're available to do so. I mean, they organize it. I saw it originally in Ljubljana, Slovenia, and now they'll be here, and they'll be starting with, when they start performing with us, they're then going on tour for the United States. So we're for the first stop, and it will be passing through New York, and that's what it's called.
Now, is this the one that's going to be, it's called Flying Low and Passing Through?
Yes, it is. And that's the workshop also, that technique. And there'll be different company members will teach each time.
Now, they give dates here, and I'm kind of confused. They give you Friday, April 29th from 12 to
3.
Mm-hmm. Then Saturday, April 30th from 3:30 to 6:30.
Yes.
And then Sunday, May 1st through 3:30 to 6:30. And
yes.
Is this an opportunity for people to come down to the workshops and view them at 280 Broadway?
It's not for viewing. It's for taking. So if anyone would like to take this workshop, you can get the information off our website is the best, or dna.org, that's Dance New Amsterdam, and you could do an advanced registration on it.
Okay, because I see an address, it's called at Dance New Amsterdam at 280 Broadway on the second floor.
Yes, that's the place.
Near Chamber Street, right? They take the train down to Chamber Street?
Yeah.
All right, and they can find out more about it by, as you say, going on your website. Would that be info@newdancealliance.org or just newdancealliance.org?
It's newdancealliance.org.
Okay, folks, so if you want to take some of these classes, hey, head down that way.
It'll be fun.
I'm sure it will be. And also tell me about your breakfast mix.
Oh, okay. That's free to the public. If you'd like to attend, you just email me, kb@newdancealliance.org, to make a reservation. And what it is breakfast will be served, and then we will have a panel discussion on exchanges. And we will have representatives from the Balkans there and also from Montreal to talk about strategies for exchange. And we're going to have an informal performance by a very young Balkan artist. She is 20 years old, but she's very bold. And in fact, we've given her a residency to work with some New York artists here to recreate this piece that I'd seen in Slovenia. And she will be showing it after the discussion.
Okay. Now, what is It's Time to Talk About Our Future Together? That's another free event?
It is. This is a free event. It happens in the lobby of Dixon Place before the main stage show starts between 7 and 7:30. Chris Dupuy is from Toronto. He will be inviting an audience member to kind of have a virtual date, you might say, because he will be sitting at a table and having a conversation with a volunteer date. The conversation will start off simply asking about their day, what they do for work, just like you've not ever met the person before. And, of course, he hasn't. But then it will lead to conversations about global issues and just kind of change into a more, you know, worldly conversation and to see where it goes. So that's what
and the
talk
purpose
about
of this is just to get inside the minds of the people that are interested in dance or
well,
to
this
see
is
your
more,
politics,
you might
or?
Say it's more like performance art where it's time-based. You know, it takes a longer time to do it. In other words, here it's lasting for about a half an hour. I mean, some performances can be certainly an half hour, an hour, but this will happen every day of the festival. And I'm interested in going beyond dance sometimes to performative work because I just think it's pretty interesting to be part of something that is being witnessed. And to find out what comes out of it, what kind of dialogue comes out of this.
Well, I'm kind of
very
interested
human
where you
elements.
Say,
mm-hmm.
There's something that you say within the discussion. It can go anywhere. But,
yes.
The fate of humanity, that kind of interests me. Where do people see the fate of humanity going in this day, in times of war, and the way our environment is just changing so rapidly?
Yeah. Deidre, that's so well put, really. I'm actually glad you were able to say that because that's exactly what I'm looking for to happen.
Right. I think that we do need that dialogue. I mean, it's a step away from dance, but life is a dance.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, it's nice to try different things because, I mean, in the lobby, there wouldn't be room for dance or, you know, it's it gets crowded, you know, with people being there waiting to go in to the performance main stage. And I think, you know, it adds, you know, it's just another form of art, but it's, you know, something that can happen in a smaller area and add to another layer to performance and thought.
Right. Now, what would be, back to the dance,
mm-hmm.
what would be one's qualification? What do you need to have or to engage in a class? I mean, do you have to have dance experience?
Well, in terms of the performance, you know, the application process is to propose a work that you'd like to do. Obviously, you know, people should look at our website to see the level and the kind of work we present so they can distinguish whether it is, you know, fits within their parameters of interest before they apply. And, of course, if they have questions, they certainly could call us, and I'm happy to talk to them more. In terms of the improvisation, there should be a level of that you've taken some dance classes. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be, like, into on a high level because it's very free-flowing, but you should be comfortable with your physicality, and it would be helpful if you've had some dance classes. But if you want to try something out, you may. It's great for people who understand about improvisation and are used to it, but it's also mm-hmm. it's a wonderful next step to trying something a little different.
So it's not like you have a regular dance troupe, like you have a beginner's, intermittent, and then a professional.
No. Actually, here in my space, I do have, just like as I grew up, I have a studio. And but mostly it is for creative process. For people to make dances, and sometimes I teach a personal workshop, and hold a residency where artists give feedback to each other. But we don't have ongoing classes. Adding the workshop to our festival this year is very different for us. This is the first time we've done it, and we're very excited to be partnering with Dance New Amsterdam. To have this workshop. So this is actually a pretty unique event for us.
Now, each day is a different event, though, correct?
Yes. Well, each night is a different event. And, of course, we have the breakfast on Friday morning, and it's a little different to have. Oh, and the first night is an opening, so that there will be, you know, cheese and all that and served after to celebrate the beginning of the festival, and then, of course, we have our big party at the end. But every night there is a 7:30 show.
Now, you yourself, you also do dance solos, is that correct?
Which I do.
Which is reflective of your life?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me about that.
Well, as I said, I fuse a lot of different kinds of movement together and make structures that maybe don't have necessarily a beginning and an end traditionally, but do sum up to a conclusion for myself and I hopefully for the audience as well to relate to. And all along I've taken also an autobiographical approach because I feel my issues reach out to women and men also, you know, can relate as well. I mean, I often have, my issues have been around family and being an artist, to body issues, to being independent, just vulnerability. And, you know, as I get more towards the end rather than the beginning, more mortality issues. And so mm-hmm. how do I do that in dance? Well, I have found a way without spelling it out and hitting it over your head. You know, it comes so much from the physicality of the movement. And I have done some talking. I've done a lot of talking. Now it's very sparse. I may talk a little bit in my work, but it's not this most recent work. I've actually kind of left my family behind. My kids are all grown up. My husband and I have same interests and different interests, and we're independent, and I've been doing residencies abroad and so forth and having a more independent lifestyle. So it's changed, and I'm looking at a more kind of alone life. What am I about at this point where I am not having to take care of children? And I'm sure there's many people out there, too, that are going through this same transition. And what I've done is I've also gotten very involved with video. And in my travels, I've found lots of images. And I've also created, based on this movie, The Swimming Pool, a kind of noir story about mystery. And it's almost scary in some ways, the way it sort of has evolved. Because I've created a kind of noir film that I'm in. I have a cart with a projector on it, and I can project anywhere and move this cart anywhere in the space so that the projection isn't just behind me. I can put it, the projection, in a corner and create an environment in which I can be. So the music and the visuals can change the whole mood of where I am. And I've been really enjoying working with this and incorporating as well, honing in on these gestures and this kind of different kinds of movement that I kind of steal from popular dance and then iconic modern dance, you know, and different kinds of gestures that I imbue emotion levels onto. And it's all solo.
Well, I also want to identify the station. We're talking to Karen Bernard of New Dance Alliance. She's the director, and this is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler, and I want to also mention your book. Now, did you have a book entitled Removed Exposure? Tell me about that.
I created a handmade book with a well-known man who actually, this is his... He makes handmade books, and his name is Gray Fraser. He lives in Montreal. And so we collaborated. I had done a piece called Removed Exposure. The title came because I guess this was a more sexual piece, and I felt like I had put a lot of emotion into it, but someone gave me this feedback and said, it seems like it's removed exposure. And so I could have taken that as a negative, but I actually decided to make it the name of the piece, and I kept thinking about what it was like to be removed from exposure the whole time I was making the piece. And I had performed it. I was invited to perform it in St. John's, Newfoundland. And at that time, I also met a wonderful photographer, Shalug O'Leary. And so she had done some photographs on me. And so we took the photographs, and I worked with, and we designed the book to open up like a fan so that as it opened, you saw the photographs unfolding.
Mm.
You know, and at the end, in a velvet encasement is a little envelope, and you open up the envelope and it says different things about me, which are sort of silly things, like what I am. I'm a grant writer, I'm a mom, I'm a kitty litter cleaner, I don't know, just lots of different things, because when someone sees you, what do they see? I mean, they have preconceived ideas about what you are, what you're about. They don't really know who you are. You
right.
know, we all have ideas about what a person
persona.
Is. Yeah, what a person is by the way they dress. You have no idea. If someone met me, they would say, never think that I would do this kind of work.
Well, you know what's interesting? A lot of times that people say, so who are you? And people respond by what they do instead of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice
yes.
that? They'll say right away, I'm a dancer, I'm a this, instead of sharing a bit about, well, I'm a human being and here's my feelings. But sometimes people don't want to hear your feelings, or at least they are conditioned not to hear them.
Yes. I mean, one of the things, I don't know why I'm jumping to this live performance, just getting down to live performance. I mean, now with internet and being having your home entertainment system. I mean, you don't even have to go to a movie anymore. you're so digitalized. I mean, you're and that's put part of my most recent piece is my relationship to my laptop. But you know, get out there, see live work.
I agree. I mean,
I am just like so grateful. You know, I have to admit, I don't have a cell phone. I might break down and get one day. But I'm actually glad to go outside and not have to look at what my latest email is. And to go to a performance and shut your cell phone off and get involved with live theater is a breath of fresh air.
I agree. And so in talking about live, let me tell the people again where the event is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, well, it's the Mix Festival. That's the title of it, right?
Performance Mix Festival. Mm-hmm.
And it's in association with the Dixon Place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be at 161A Christie Street between Riverton and Delancey Streets in Manhattan. I guess you could take what train, do you know?
Sorry, I don't know.
Is that the F train, probably?
Yeah, probably the F train. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, you could.
To Delancey Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a good one.
And here's the dates, folks. So put it on your calendar. It's Tuesday, April 26th, and that's the opening, and then it lasts till Sunday, May 1st.
Right.
And it's going to close with a lot of music and a DJ.
Yeah.
And here, for information about tickets, I guess you can go to www.dixonplate.org, or for festival information, you can go to www.newdancealliance.org. And well, we're at the end of our show. And is there anything I haven't asked you that you would like to throw in? We have a few seconds left.
Oh, I don't know. I think we covered it, Deidre. What do you think?
I think we've done it. And I want to thank you so much, Karen Bernard. Again, you're the director of the New Alliance Dance, and folks that want to know more about it, again, I'll refer you to her website, and it's newdancealliance.org. And thank you so much, Karen Bernard, for coming on the Topically Yours show today.
Thank you, Deidre.
And you've been listening to the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul, and I'm your host, Deidre Shuler, and I want to thank my listeners for making my topic topically yours.